Hi, boys and girls. We're glad you tuned our way in time for our Children's Bible Club meeting today. I'm Aunt Carolyn with the Children's Bible Club Choir. Say, do you have brothers or sisters? Do you get along well together? Well, most of the time, huh? The Bible says we're to love one another, even brothers and sisters. So stay by your radio, because today's story is about two brothers and... Oop, I better stop before I give it away. So right now, join with the choir in singing.
Thank you, choir. It's obvious that you got up today. So, how does your mother call you in the morning? I hope you aren't like lazy bones, as I mentioned before. Or maybe you are like the old lazy bones sleeping in the sun. When you gonna get your day's work done? Or maybe you would like the way my dad called my sister and me when we were your age. He stood at the bottom of the stairs and called, "Time to get up. Today's Monday, tomorrow's Tuesday, next day's Wednesday, the whole week's gone and nothing's done." That wasn't a very encouraging way to start a week, but we knew that he meant to hurry up and get started on our work and responsibilities. And the Bible says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might." You know, some kids seem to think that they're being punished if they have to work. But the opposite is true, kids. First of all, it means that you are an important part of your family if you can help for the good of the family. Plus, we are blessed to be able to work. What if you were sick and unable to work, or blind and couldn't see, or crippled and couldn't walk or stand to work? And when you're young, to learn how to work hard so that when you grow up, you'll know how to work well so someone will desire your services enough to be willing to pay you. Yes, working is a privilege, especially if you are a testimony for the Lord. And here's another privilege. If you would like to hear the Children's Bible Club broadcasts during the week, you can go to our website, www.childrensbibleclub.com. On the homepage, click on the link marked CBC Radio Program Listings. That'll take you to the programs. You can choose which one you want to hear, click on the title, and voila, you have the story. It isn't magic, but it surely works. So help yourself to a good story. And now, Here's the choir before today's story.
After sin entered the world, Adam had to work hard to fight weeds and briars and sweat to plant and harvest crops for food. Eve had to carefully wash the fruits and vegetables, for now there were bugs and germs to fight. She had to wash and scrub hard to keep things clean. Yet God was good. Even in work and trials, they could come to God and have fellowship with Him by offering a sacrifice for their sin. God had shed the blood of a lamb to cover their first awful sin, and they learned that God would accept no other sacrifice. No good works, no nice words, nothing but the sacrifice of a perfect, innocent lamb would do to pay for their sins. That little animal itself could not pay, but it was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who would come some day to suffer the punishment and settle the debt. Adam and Eve looked forward by faith to the promised Savior. God was good, and soon gave Adam and Eve a special blessing, a baby boy, the first little baby ever born into the world. Adam and Eve had never seen a baby before, but it looked just like a tiny copy of themselves. And God put within Eve a mother's heart, and she knew just how to take care of the little fellow. They named him Cain. Soon he learned to walk, and before long he could run and play and help his father. Then they had another little boy, and named him Abel. Now Cain had a brother to play with. Oh, what fun they had! How proud their parents were! And when Adam and Eve worshipped God, they taught the boys just what God required. As they grew, the boys developed different interests. Cain loved the soil and watching things grow. He soon took up gardening and farming. He was good at it, too. And Abel loved animals. He learned their ways and how to care for them. He began to raise his own sheep and had a fine flock. The boys weren't only different on the outside, though. As they grew older, their actions showed the difference inside. Abel's heart was humble. He was careful to keep the very best lambs of his flocks so he would always have a sacrifice ready in case he should displease the Lord. Cain, however, became selfish and proud. He got so independent that he despised God's way. At sacrifice time, he brought grain and vegetables from his fields. They were full and beautiful, his best. Cain laid them on the altar and thought God should be pleased with his good work. Oh, Abel didn't question God. He knew what God required and brought the best, most perfect lamb in his flock. And when the smoke from those sacrifices rose before the Lord, God accepted Abel's sweet sacrifice. But he was very displeased with Cain's offering and rejected it. Instead of being ashamed and sorry that he had disobeyed God, Cain got mad. He had sacrificed his best works. What better could God want? But God would not bargain with Cain. A slain lamb was all God would accept. Cain was sullen and angry. Yet God was long-suffering and told him that if he would repent, he could yet bring a right sacrifice. Even then, though, Cain would not bow to God's way. His wrath grew until one day, out in the field, Cain, in rage and vengeance, killed Abel. Cain committed the first crime. He murdered his own brother. Of course, Cain told no one and tried to hide his deed. But God saw it all. God called to him, "Cain, where's Abel, your brother?" Angry and stubborn, Cain blurted, "I don't know. Am I supposed to take care of my brother?" And God sharply rebuked him, "What have you done? Your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. You can't get by with this, Cain. From now on, the ground you love so much will not produce for you as it did before. You won't be safe at home anymore. You'll be a fugitive and vagabond, always running for your life." Now Cain began to lament and grieve. He didn't repent of his sin. He was only sorry that he was caught and being punished. He complained to God that the punishment was too heavy. It was more than he could bear. And in his great mercy, God put a mark on Cain, so that wherever he went, everyone would be warned not to harm him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. How sad! Adam and Eve's first son became a murderer. Oh, they must have wished they had never disobeyed the Lord in the garden. All kinds of evil was coming from this first sin as its seed grew in their sons and in all the generations to follow. How good God was, though, to provide forgiveness for sin through the sacrifice of his Son, the true Lamb of God. And God still offers that forgiveness today to all who will receive his Son, for Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Oh, don't harden your heart as Cain did. Trust Christ today.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.